It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Women in Business radio show with Sean Murphy, connecting women in business around the globe.
Hello and welcome into the Women in Business radio show studio. I'm Sean Murphy, my co-host who hasn't quite got her headphones on. Are you there? Are you with us?
I am. I'm here. Good. Suffering a little bit.
And who are you? Do you have to say who are you?
I am Adele. I'm the executive midlife coach, but more importantly, I'm the menopause strength coach and I'm a pro. I'll explain that.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, just give me 5 minutes. Give me a whole show.
Here we go. Okay, so I'm going to tell you now. We are going to be talking about getting stronger in this show and Adele has won something and I'm gonna have to just we're just gonna have to get it over and done with and let her talk about it and then it'll all be over with because I don't think anybody would come to talk to me about getting stronger. I am the cheese and wine expert, so if you need to know, if you want to get stronger with buying stronger cheese or getting stronger wine, I can help you. Getting a stronger body, I don't think anybody would really be asking me that, would they? But that we are going to be talking about getting stronger today. So we're going to be talking about persistence, goal setting, drive.
Yeah.
Team, what's that mean?
Teamwork? Yeah, partnerships.
Okay, consistency, partnerships, and in return for letting her talk about her prize winning thing, just this little thing she managed to do over the weekend, Adele is going to share with us her 10-minute exercise routine for resilience and strength.
Yes.
You can do this at home. You can do it in your normal clothes. Yeah. You can do it in the office. And it's just a way that you can start to get stronger physically.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure there's some mental benefits that go along with it.
Yeah.
But how you can start to get stronger physically and build resilience and start feeling safer in your own body, actually.
There is a seriousness to some of this.
So, Adele, you better tell them. I know that you're going to have trouble resisting starting with what you've done, but how can people listen to us?
So, listen to us on Spotify, Audible, Alexa, Apple Podcasts and Spreaker. Connect with us on Twitter, Rib Radio Live, Instagram, and then you can see us go off to Instagram on Women in Business Radio. Facebook and LinkedIn is the Women in Business Radio Show. And if you want to become a supporter to help us help other women stay in business, then on our website, the Women in Business Radio Show, radioshow.com, there is a button there to become a supporter so we can all help women.
Yes. Super duper. I don't know what I'm doing now. Hang on a minute. Where are we? Shall we just dive into what you've done or should we go through the what have I learned this week?
Shall
we do this?
There would be, wouldn't there?
I don't know what I've learned this week. So you better go first. What have you learned?
Can I have two? So, but they're sort of the same. So I'm going to anyway because it helps.
Go on then.
I've learned this week, it's never too late. Okay, it's never too late to do something. So I set myself a goal to build my body to be stronger to manage menopause. And then I took it to the extreme. And this weekend I stood on a bodybuilding stage, age 52. And I say to people, it is not too late. And the other thing around that, I didn't get up there on my own. I had a team and I had to put my faith in the team. So what I've learned this week is, although I like to do everything, if you choose the right team, you can achieve extraordinary things. And I know we've just had a previous guest, so if you're listening on podcast, go back to that one. I was in my zone of genius because I had the right team around me, and that lesson really hit home at the weekend.
I really like that term zone of genius. That's probably three or four times that we've heard it in the last couple of hours, actually. And I always used to think it was sort of arrogant when people would talk about their zone of genius or being a genius. But I think everybody is a genius as long as they're doing what they should be doing.
Absolutely. And that's what I've learned this week. And I learned that doing what I've been able to do. And again, I will just take that into my business as well.
I don't know that I've learned anything this week. I'm a bit brain dead, really. I'll tell you what I have learned. I've learned that I ought to prepare the show before I get here to do it. And I ought to say, actually, I tell you what I have learned this week. I have learned that very often you can join lots of things together. And so you can sort of do a bit of double dipping. And so, for instance, I believe that the platform that I use for my personal newsletter, which is Get Review, also publishes directly to WordPress. So my blog, I do have a blog called Sean Scribbles, is sorely neglected. It doesn't look very good, for one thing. It's seriously out of date, both in terms of content and design. And it just sort of sits there and nobody's looked at it for the last 2 years. I thought, I really ought to do something about this because people do visit it. And now it's getting a bit embarrassing, actually. It's like getting your really old clothes out and you're just like, oh God, I've been wearing this dress for so long. But when you have a look at Google Analytics, invaluable tool, by the way, Google Analytics, people visit this thing. And so it's time to actually spruce it up. And
it's
I can give it a new look, but what on earth am I going to post about? And I thought, I just don't have the time, actually, to be doing stuff and writing more stuff. And I thought, actually, well, I'm doing a newsletter. I do a weekly newsletter. I could put that on there, couldn't I? Yeah. I thought, actually, do you know, now I've got to log into something else and do it. Oh, grief. But I've got a feeling that Get Review integrates with WordPress. So if I can just turn it around, it'll be in two places. And then if you want to get the newsletter, well, hey, you can get the newsletter. If you want to go and get it on the website, well, then you can go and get it from there. But at least I've got some fresh content. So I'm looking at how can you double dip stuff? How can you, is out there now that you can press a button there? So you need to create the stuff first, don't you? I mean, I'm not talking about sort of, you know, automating content as such, but you know, I can create something once, and then make sure it goes out into different places where it may suit people to get hold of stuff in different ways.
I absolutely agree with that. It's so spooky. So I was driving down in the car today, I thought, right, I need to do this book on there, so I need to create this book. And I'm like, well, I've got Simple Booklets, and Simple Booklets, if you link your Stripe account, then they can buy direct from it. So, yes, I use it to host. Ah, exact reason. Otherwise, yet again, it would be another subscription to something else. And I think it's always, look, and we've just had this conversation with Instagram where we've learned that hidden behind the profile button, there's that capability. And sometimes we're too quick to go, we need to do this. Let's go and find it and buy more. And you end up with that IT drift. So you're actually right. And I realise Simple Booklets, I can just link my Stripe account. Job done.
So I've done this. I've created it. Where else can I put it?
Yeah.
You know,
and set yourself a challenge of don't pay for something. What have you got that you really don't know all of the ins and outs of before you actually spend another? Because it may be $4.99. Oh, it's really cheap. But how many cheap subscriptions do we have? And that's one thing. And then the mind, the brain ache of how do they link together? And what did I get what for? It's too much noise.
It's not only that. I'll tell you, I'm gonna moan. Actually, I am sick to death of people sending me spam emails for crap.
Yes.
And I have, there is a little, I'm sure you can do this on all sorts of email platforms, but on Apple you can filter out for emails that contain unsubscribe. So that at least gets rid of some of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So some I have subscribed to and that's absolutely fine. So I got one this morning. In fact, I got two or three from a company that sells DIY and building materials. There is no way. There is nothing. I've never subscribed to them. I'm never going to have anything to do. I couldn't give a toss about building materials and DIY. Mm. And once again, there it is. I am having a moan, aren't I?
No, but I've
had enough. I'm going to go and set it up.
Okay, me
There's
too.
Also other things. So I have various reporting things coming in about websites that are mine. So various sort of Google Analytics reports and that sort of thing. And what I tend to end up with is an inbox actually full of these reports. Well, I sort of need them. I just don't need them all in my inbox at the same time. So I'm going to filter all of those out.
Yeah.
And I know that you can do this. I just haven't done it. But I'm getting to the point now where I've got over 500 emails dropping into my inbox every day.
Yeah, organising.
And only about three of them.
You're going to miss a lead. You're going to miss something in there, though, aren't you? You're going to miss something.
Only about three of them I actually either need to read now. The others, yeah, I may need to read them. I may need to look at those reports. Yeah. But I don't need to, I don't need them
now.
Pepper potted.
No.
Through my...
It's out of folders, yeah. Can't you, with a rule, incoming rule. That puts
so that's
them.
What I'm going to do.
I'm going to do that too. I like that idea.
Okay, well, look, time is marching on. We'd better talk about this, haven't we? Let's get it out of the way. So, Adele, did you have an exciting weekend, my dear?
Oh, yes, I did.
What did you do?
What did I do? So, it's been a three-year journey. So 3 years ago, I was going to step on the bodybuilding stage, and it's all linked to my whole ethos, which is about building a strong body to manage menopause. Unfortunately, due to tragic circumstances, I couldn't get on stage, and I was reversed out of the process literally 2 days. I was 2 days ready to go, and I couldn't get on to the stage. I lost my best friend. So my best friend, amazing Kelly, passed away. So I was at her funeral when the show was taking place. So obviously heartbroken on every level, because anybody knows it's a long process to invest in yourself for that show. So on Saturday, it wasn't just about, I finally got on stage. And on that stage 3 years ago, it was all in with my friend. So the colours and the branding, everything was all for her. And so for me, just getting through that process and getting through the tanning process as well the day before was no mean feat. So when I stood on stage, it was just walking down, I'd done it. I'd spent 3 years building my body to not just bikini where I was, I've actually gone into fitness because of the muscle and the definition that I've built. So I stood on stage and I was a winner. And then as the day got on, I did four categories. So I did over 45, being 52. Bravely did over 35. And then I did the open, which is short because I'm only 5'2". So I did all three of those. And then at the end, we all had to get back on stage and they called out from 5 to 4 to 3. And I thought, do you know what? I placed. It doesn't matter. I was on that stage. And they said, and the overall winner was Adele Martin. I was like, and everyone's like, no, that's you. And I'm like, I'm looking around like, me? Is that me?
Somebody
else with my name. And I stood there and I literally just burst into tears. And everyone's like, you okay? And I'm like, I did it. I just did it. I absolutely did it. And I stood and I was, you know, I won the over 45 category, which is great. Then we got called back for the over 35s and there's some stunning women there. And I got second against the over 35s, considering, you know, I'm nearly 20 years older. And then on the open against standing on the stage with 20-year-olds, up to me being the oldest of 52, I placed third. And the feedback I got is, you've got that capability, and I won my pro card. So I'm now a professional athlete. So I'd literally gone from, but I'd set myself a goal at the beginning of the year that I'm all about strong body, strong business. And I did get an award-winning business one with Kent Women in Business, Women's Champion, and recently at the Digital Awards, award-winning for my community. And I'm like, do you know what? Just stepping on the stage was being award-winning. But now I've gone from stepping on stage to being a pro, and it just, all that hard work and that process and everything that I did paid off. And to be honest, I'm still, apart from the fact that I've got a dreadful tan that's now all over my body and my hands in particular, to be honest, I'm looking back at the video, Sean, I'm like, I did it. I actually did it.
So what struck me actually was not the winning, sorry. It wasn't the winning, it was just the keeping going, because it was physically grueling.
Yeah.
This wasn't it. I mean, every time she came into the studio, she'd lost like another stone. And it was the strict diet. It was the amazingly harsh exercise regime.
Yeah.
It was the time commitment. It was the money, the financial commitment. It was going for bikini fittings, shoe fittings, tanning, training. I stood there, my goodness me. I mean, I was in such admiration. I just, as soon as they said, actually, dear, you can't have a steak and kidney pudding and wine for tea, I'd have been, oh, do I really want to do this? I'm not sure. Not sure I do. I might have a rethink. But you just kept going. Now, what was it that because it was brutal. Actually,
it was brutal.
What was it that kept you going? Because I think sometimes a lot of business is when you look at it from the outside, yeah. A lot of it looks like, goodness me, it's just like being whacked every day sometimes. Mm. But it doesn't feel like that to me. Mm. Do you know, we just keep going and we have knockbacks and it's hard work and there's stuff we can't do. Mm. But we just keep going. What kept you going?
Do you know what? The parallel with the business is exactly the same. It was my vision. And my vision was, I want... So working in this menopause space with the women my age, so women go, you know, we're invisible, we're looked over, I'm losing my confidence. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be like that. But also, for me, the fact that I'd gone through that grueling process once and it was snatched away from me under such very tragic circumstances. And I thought, no, I'm going to get back on that stage. And at that time, Sian, I still worked for my corporate job. I hadn't even set up this business.
So when you said vision, how did you do that? How did you hold the vision? Did you have something in your head? Mm. Did you print something out?
I had a mood board. So I had, I knew what I was aiming for. So I looked at what my body was capable of. And again, I didn't look at younger women. I looked at fitness models my age, okay, to get it in relaxing. So actually, and then I sat with a coach and said, you know, I knew I had definition and is this possible? And he said, yeah, of course it is. If you're going to put in the hard work, are you scared of hard? No, I'm not scared of hard work. So I had exactly, so I had a business plan. It's exactly, I had a, like a body plan, a business. So I knew exactly what I was aiming for. I looked at the gap. So I looked at my current body and I looked at the body I was aiming for.
When you say you looked at the body that you were aiming for, what were the parameters there? So was it that you had a picture that you wanted to look like, or was it that you had, did you have data? Did you have figures of like weight and body mass stuff fat things?
I had both. So I had a picture. So I had a picture.
Of who? Somebody else?
It was a fitness model. My height, my
age. Did you take their head off?
No, because it was on their Instagram.
Right.
So I had a vision of this. Yeah, I didn't go, oh, it's a 20-year-old who's 5'9". No, I am 5'1".
So you didn't put your head on. I'm not being flippant here. No. You didn't put your head on their body.
No.
You just, it was them.
No, it was. So I knew what I was aiming for. And then I took a picture of the body that was there. So my current body. And then I sat and had a look at what I did on my own for most of it. This is what I've got to build to match that and do that. And yes, I did take measurements. I never stepped on the scale. And the reason for that is that, just to put it in perspective, I'm the heaviest I've ever weighed, but I've got the smallest waist I've ever had. So it's counterintuitive. So you don't weigh yourself because you're putting on mass and losing body fat. So it's not. But what I did was measure sort of my legs, my bum, my arms and my waist to make sure that I was putting on the mass. And the thing is, it is takes patience and it is that compound effect. It's what you do every day. So if you haven't got the pictures and the data, you don't know how you're progressing. So that's what I did. And I got so far in the journey to build my body, which I coach women to do exactly the same. The bit that I couldn't do, and you can't really do that yourself, is the actual getting on stage process, that 16-week grueling process. You need a body. You need somebody who preps people for the stage. It's not for the faint-hearted. So I did that bit. But to get my body in shape, I had that vision. And then from there, I broke it down into goals and I had metrics in place. And I also started to remember putting a team around me to help me. And do you know what? That's pretty like a run in my business. I ran, because people say to me, how do you fit it all in? Well, again, it goes in the diary. It's planning. It's making sure, it's same as I run my business. I run my body and my business exactly the same way.
Good job I don't. Well, perhaps I do, actually. Well, they do. There is that saying, isn't there, about how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yeah. And that's why my branding is Strong Body, Strong Business. and that. But also the thing is having that vision and that goal. But even the thing is that I wanted to prove it to my friend, because I wanted to do that. Because she said to me, this is what you can. She knew I was competing. She was going to come and see me. And obviously it just didn't happen. And also the women that said to me, Adele, you're inspiring. You are waving the flag for other women. And my Instagram has gone mental over the weekend on my LinkedIn because women are saying, thank you, Adele. Thank you for showing there's life after 50. Thank you for inspiring. I never expected that. Even backstage, the women were coming to talk to me. You're the menopause muscles woman, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. Oh, we love what you do. We couldn't do what you do. I'm like, well, you're standing here in a bikini. Yes, yeah, but Adele, but you're constantly talking about this stuff. And it's women like you that we need. And that's what I was being really blown away with, the words of support, showing that I'm an inspiration for women over 50. And I was like, thank you. It's not what I set out to do.
So, I'm speechless. It doesn't happen often. Look, before we get to the end of the show, I mean, we've got half an hour left, but I just want to make sure we get this in. Mm. So, whether you are doing bodybuilding, whether you're on a stage, it doesn't actually matter, does it really? I mean, I know sort of at 60 now that I don't feel as strong as I did. I just don't.
No.
I noticed I couldn't open pickle jars the other day. And it's stuff like that. And it's sort of like your strength. It's a sort of, I can't even say it's a slow deterioration, but it was, I noticed it in one go.
Absolutely.
And I think it if you don't feel strong enough in your body, it affects your brain.
It does.
And if you're going to be running a business, you need to feel some strength somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely, you do.
And I think all sorts of things happen as we go through our lives, don't they? And they don't all have to happen just as we hit 60. Mm. But, you know, sometimes people feel unwell. Sometimes people get unwell. Mm. And other things happen. People have accidents. They break things. Mm. They end up in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And they get older and some of their muscle tone goes and all of that sort of thing. But I think what I'm learning is that actually things do happen, and your health and your fitness and your physical abilities may be compromised in a particular way because of a particular thing that's happened. But that in actual fact, it doesn't all have to be a total compromise.
No, not at all.
That there are other ways where you can build that confidence up. So if you are, for whatever reason, you can't use your legs or something has happened or you've had an operation or you're feeling unwell, there is stuff that you can do so that you can feel strong and capable in other ways. So Adele has got a 10-minute exercise program. So it takes you 10 minutes to do. Mm. You can do it in your clothes, can't you?
You can.
We don't have to get stuck bollock naked. No,
you don't have to go and buy expensive gym wear to wear. You can do it in your pyjamas when you get up in the morning.
Can you do it? So say you're in the office in your jeans. So you can do it in... Yeah. You don't have to go to a special place. Because very often, if you go to the gym, if you have to go and do something in the gym and it's a 10-minute routine, by the time you've got there, got changed, got that, done that, had a chat, done something else, come back out, got some chocolate, if you're me, got dressed and gone back to wherever it was you came from, you're probably looking at an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I think most people go, I haven't got time for that today.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about here is something that you can do in 10 minutes, wherever you happen to be. 10 minutes total, start to finish. So talk us through this routine.
Yeah. Just make sure if you do it, you're in flat shoes or no shoes, please. And then make sure you've got a little bit of space around you as well.
And just a disclaimer, okay? We are teaching this over the radio, okay? You cannot see it. Everything you do based on this is at your own risk.
Absolutely.
Okay. We are sharing an idea. It's up to you what you do with it. And if you fall out the window, I'm afraid.
Or smash something.
Or get it, or whatever it is, it's on you.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've done the disclaimer.
Adele, fire away.
So there are three moves and we do them three times. So the first one is a squat. So you are standing up.
She's going to try and do it. We can't see you, dear. There's no point in doing that, is there?
It helps me. So you're literally standing up, and then from there you
go on. Stand up. I'll take a photo.
Right.
It'd be good for our social media. We've just had a show on that, haven't
we? Actually. So standing up, and then from there you will squat down. So again, make sure your knees don't go over your toes. You're going to squat down, and then from there you're going to go into an overhead press. Like that. Okay. Now, in your hands, you could have dumbbells, you could have bottles of water.
Hang on a minute. Do it again because I'm going to video
you. Right then. God. With my tanned hands.
And
going down.
Go.
Squat. Into overhead press. Okay. Squat. Into overhead press. Okay. Squat. Into overhead press. So that's the movement. Now, Sean, keep on the video. Imagine if you're bending down to pick up your shopping bags. Yeah. Picking up your shopping bags. It's a functional movement. So you're going to pick up those shopping bags and pop them in the car. If you're as short as me, you've got to get to the top cupboard to get the cups out. You're going to do this, Sean. Can you see? So immediately, these movements will help you in functional life. So it's just about building the strength. And from there, you will build your legs and your bum and also your shoulders. But more importantly, Sean, that's a functional movement because you're picking your shopping up off the
floor. So is there anything that... I'm still running the video here. Is there anything that you should do to protect your neck... Your neck and your bees.
Yeah.
Your back and your knees. Absolutely. So is there like, make sure there's a thing knees. Like knees aren't going over toes. Knee, and hang on. I'm going to leave the microphone and go back over there now. Hang on.
So just make sure your knees, imagine if you're going to sit on a chair and then you can get back up again. Just make sure your knees doesn't go over your toes and just go as low as what's comfortable so you can build up. And then from there, you're going to push over your head.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Head. I'm going to stop the video now.
Yep. So, and that is a squat, and you do that 8 times, and you do it over 3 sets. So it's three of those. And that's, see, the thing is here, how many times you've got to pick shopping off the floor, and you twist, and so you're building that functional, and you're going up to get something out of the airing cupboard, or something out of the cupboards, or at work. Again, that's that movement. And the reason why I put that one in is a lot of women go, my knees and my bum, because when I pick the shopping up, so it's putting that functional movement in. It's a good compound effect, and that works really well for, and you will build strength in your legs and your arms. So that's that one. And then the other one that I've got.
Do we need the video again for this?
You might do. But what I is I called it a deadlift into a back row.
I'm going to leave the microphone, folks, and I'm going to go over here.
So again, so this one here. We've got our feet hit with the park, and then we're bending down from there, and then we're going to literally just pull up to there, and then we're going to lift the dumbbells. So again, we drop the dumbbell, and then we pick up, and then we're rowing through the back. We drop, and then we pick. And what we're doing there, Sean, is working the back of the legs.
Hang on a minute, but we haven't got any dumbbells.
No, you can have a bottle of water. So you can hold a water, or you can hold a can of beans. So something with a little bit of resistance.
Something the same weight in each. Yeah. So two cans of beans.
Yeah, two cans of beans.
So something you can easily
yeah.
know.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, and it just also helps, again, mind-body connection. If you haven't got anything in your hands are sort of like wandering. Just holding two bottles of 500ml water, you've just got that mind muscle. You're actually doing something. You do not need expensive dumbbells. You can do it with bottles of water. I've done that when I've travelled and can't find things. You can get resistance bands. But just for me, holding the water, you've just got that connection that you're doing something. And again, that movement is, you might have to, you're bending down, you're picking things up. And also from that back row, Sean, what happens as we age is obviously our bone density and muscles weaken, and then you can end up with like a rounded back. And also we're on phones and laptops, and so we generally try and round our shoulders. By doing that back row, we're opening our back up. And also for women, it helps with the bra line, the back fat. Again, so we row in for posture, but also back fat. So that row is really important. And that helps with that lead. And then the other one is bicep into tricep. Because a lot of women say to me, how do I deal with my bingo wings? What can I do? Well, you have to build your bicep. Because if your bicep is bigger at the top, it's going to pull the skin up from the bottom. It's all about symmetry. So again, a bicep, you can do this sitting.
Hang on a minute. Video. Hang on.
There we go. So...
What I could do is move the microphone over over here, couldn't I? So, yeah. Right, okay.
And look, I've literally got two random things in my hand. I've got my own bottle.
Hang on. Okay, all right.
So again, feet hit width apart.
Does it matter that those don't weigh the same?
No, I'm just doing it just to show that I'm... Yeah, you must have two things that weigh exactly the same. So again, bicep curls, you're doing eight of them. Two, five, six, seven, eight. And then from there, we're just going to push back into a nice tricep curl. And what you're doing there is we're structuring both the top and the front of the arm.
Use bottles of wine.
Yeah, we could use bottles of wine. So again, when women talk a lot about this muscle here, we're strengthening that muscle by doing the tricep. But by doing the bicep, if you raise that arm, the muscle up, you're going to pull the skin up. It's all about symmetry and structure. And again, you're picking things up. You're moving things. So again, it gives that nice structure to the arm. And those, Sian, are just the three movements that we're doing. But they cover the main parts of your body and, more importantly, the things you functionally have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And that will stop aches, sprains and injuries. And you can do that in 10 minutes a day.
I'm going to stop the video now.
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, no, I'm not. Classy video. When it goes out, I tell you what. Our show earlier was about content. Classy content. This is.
I know, and you've got me at my tanned with my hands as well. But obviously, on my Instagram, it's there. And obviously, people can message me in there. But those movements are really important because, as you said at the start, our hormone estrogen does decline. And therefore, that would have an impact on bone density and muscle loss. But a really interesting fact, you can build muscle with the right nutrition as well at any age.
Okay, what do you need to do that?
So by doing these...
Hang on. Let me just write this down. Free coaching session. Build muscle. I bet it's not going to be too many of the food groups I normally explore.
No, you can have cheese and you can have your wine.
Build muscle with... there's a difference between being able to have wine and actually using wine to build muscle.
You can use the wine with the bottles. You can.
So what foods can we eat will help build muscle?
So when I talk to women, particularly busy women in particular, there are two things that come up all the time as being an issue. I'll do the first one. The first one is meal timings. Women might have breakfast and then go, I've not eaten all day. That's not good. For two reasons. It also starves your brain of food and you won't be able to think straight. No wonder you can't think straight if you're not eating. So as we get older and as we do this type of training, we should be eating every 3 to 4 hours, please. We will not win any brownie points by saying, I've starved myself all day. No, that's not good.
Once again, this is coming to you from the radio station. Adele is a qualified nutritionist and is...
personal trainer.
A qualified personal
and
trainer.
And menopause qualified.
So yeah. this comes from a place of professional knowledge, but the disclaimer is this is down to you.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's all
if
on.
You may have your own dietary or medical issues,
your healthcare practitioner.
So
meal timings.
Eat every 3 to 4 hours.
Yep, exactly. Okay. And the other one is protein. When I talk to women, there is not enough protein in their diets.
Talk us through protein.
So protein is in different sources. You've got meat, you've got chicken.
Is chicken not meat then?
No, so you've got, sorry. I'm doing a pescatarian. You've got chicken, you've got red meat, sorry.
The vegetarians would be thrilled. No. Do you want to add bacon in that?
Yeah, there's no bacon. I'll come on to the others in a minute. So you've got your main sources of protein, your chicken, your red meat, your pork, you've got fishes. And again, I'm pescatarian, but I also have a lot of, you've got your chickpeas, you've got your tofus, you've got your nuts and your seeds, your chai seeds. And then you've got quinoa, because although it's a grain, it's high in protein, your peanut butters and your nut butters. That's the protein. It's the building block, okay? And without that, again, especially with our hormonal changes, hair, nails.
So how much protein should we be eating a day?
There are lots of calculators online to work that out. What I say to my women is I'd like them to get over 100 grams.
Okay.
And spread it over.
That doesn't seem like much. It does. I mean, that's like a small steak, isn't it?
It's about 100 grams.
Although, I think, isn't there a thing where just because you've got, say, a lump of meat or something that you could, as I say, peanut butter, that weighs the 100 grams, doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting 100 grams of protein, does it?
I use, again, there's other calculators available, but I use my FitnessPal. If I'm not sure of the protein, you can read the label, but again, most labels are like 100 grams. Just make sure you've got the protein per the item. But I use my FitnessPal, it does it all for you. And even the free version, you can get all of that. So I always double check everything on my FitnessPal. So what is the actual protein?
And also, 100 grams of protein doesn't seem very much. Who is that for? So what about if you were a big person?
There is a calculator on the website.
Okay.
But most women, do you know what it is? When I actually look at women's food diaries, they're coming in at about 60 to 70 grams because they might be having, for breakfast, it might be bagels and croissants. There's no protein there. For lunches, it might be a cheese salad or cheese. There's not a lot of protein in there from the cheese. And then they have their evening meal, which would be the traditional sort of meats and fishes. And I say, okay, so where was your protein for breakfast? You have to have protein in every single meal spread across that day. You've got to feed your body the protein source all day. So toast and jam, there's no protein. So it's having that protein. So some boiled eggs in the morning to have.
Peanut butter on toast.
Yeah, peanut butter, boiled eggs, nuts. And there are some really good. I have to get the. I'm on 160 grams of protein at the moment to build because I'm back into build for my April competition. There are some very good quality protein powders that I use. So I would top that up with a protein powder. But most of what I get comes from fish, milk, eggs. Tofu, it would also come from quinoa. So that and for lunch I would have a lovely tuna salad or a stir fry, etc.
So does this mean, I mean, I remember sort of breakfast when I was a child and what my grandparents would eat. There was a lot of sort of kippers and kedgeree.
Perfect.
So kedgeree, which has smoked salmon and eggs and rice. Yeah. I don't know that I've heard of too many people eating kedgeree for breakfast now, but those very much sort of protein driven, aren't they?
Absolutely. So my favourite breakfast is one sourdough, slice of sourdough with smoked salmon, poached eggs on top. I love kippers for breakfast in the kedgeree and the rice, absolutely.
And the salty fish goes very well with eggs, doesn't it?
It's lovely. It's really nice.
So kippers are salty.
Yep. Mackerel. Yeah. Mackerels, all of
those. Smoked mackerel.
Yeah, all of those sort of breakfast based are really, really, really good. And again, if you are struggling because of time, then you've got some really good overnight oats. So you can get some oats, which do have a level of protein in, and you can fill that up with some peanut butter, some chia seeds. I put a scoop of good quality protein powder in, some blueberries on the top, and then that way in the morning when you grab it out of the fridge and you're speedy, you've got it in Tupperware. Mine this morning looked a bit different because I've got a certain compound in it. But
it was brown and lumpy.
No, it was because I had turmeric in it for anti-inflammatory because I'm coming out of my show. So turmeric is an anti-inflammatory. I did that. So it looks like a curry paste, but it's actually porridge.
It looked worse than that. It was turmeric
in there. It was turmeric that I added in as well. And again, so women can have overnight oats. Or if they're really busy, they can add like a bit of avocado and, again, scoop of protein powder and blend it and have it as a drink as you're going out the door. Women go, oh my God, I've never thought about that for breakfast.
So avocado eggs with a bit of cheese on top, maybe.
Yep, and then Saturday brunch. So Monday to Friday.
Gotta have cheese.
I have the Spanish cheese, which I dub Manchego. Because I can't tolerate lactose. So again, it's sheep.
And that's a sheep's cheese. Yep, so it's
and
very
I have that,
nice.
Absolutely. So again, so Monday to Friday, I'll have overnight oats and shakes, but weekend will definitely be the kippers. And lunches, again, salads, vegetables, stir fries, new potatoes, rices, etc. It's also got the protein. And then that evening meal. And then for snacks, there are, you know, peanut butter on some good quality rice cakes, which is lovely. And again, I grate dark chocolate on top of the peanut butter, and he's got Reese's Pieces. He's pretty much peanut butter and chocolate. But I make my own.
What's Reese's?
It's very. You've got the peanut butter cups.
Is it a product?
It's American like chocolate. A lot of people like peanut butter and chocolate together, so you can buy it.
This is like seriously dark chocolate, isn't it? So it's chocolate that's over 80%. Yeah. So it's not. It's not milk chocolate, sweetened, milky.
And I grate it onto my peanut butter. Onto a good quality rice cake.
Or you can just chop lumps on, like...
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. And again, it's just adding the quality of the fats and things from it. And that's what I will have for snacks. Or my snacks might be boiled eggs, or it could be a Greek yogurt. And then I might put a tablespoon of the protein powder in and make Angel Delight. Now, if you're as old as me, you remember what...
Is the protein powder sugared then?
No, I have a special one without all of the rubbish in
it. So it's not really like Angel Delight, is it?
Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, no. When you add it to a good quality Greek yogurt with, say, a strawberry flavoured or a chocolate flavoured protein powder, it's actually quite. A lot of my clients love it. Angel Delight.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So the protein powder that I've seen is sort of white and really doesn't look very nice.
No, I
have
good flavours.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's then literally is like when you was.
So
child.
How are these things sweetened?
They use stevia, so it's a natural sweetener.
Oh, okay.
So again, I'm very. Again, like any market, it gets crowded with lots of protein powders. So I make sure that mine's got the most natural ingredients and stevia, sweetened with stevia rather than too many artificials. And have that in there. And also when women load their plate, another one is put the protein on first, then add the vegetables, then any fat, and then add the carbohydrate, where traditionally you'd put the carbohydrate on first and then add everything else. I reverse the plate, so then your plate is more balanced. And that's what I sort of share with women. And that's what I find time and time again. And having protein with every... If you do one thing after the show, just promise me, eat every 3 to 4 hours and have protein with every meal, and I'll be a happy lady.
What about sort of not eating too close to bedtime and that sort of thing?
Truth, that makes no difference. Calories in or calories out. It's an energy. It's a simple calculation. Energy burning and energy consumed. It's just math.
So what about the... I wasn't going to go down this route, but hey-ho, the rabbit hole is there. Let's go down it. Intermittent fasting.
I say to my ladies... overnight. So, for instance, if my last meal is at 9:30, I won't eat till 9:30 in the morning, around 12 hours. You have to allow your digestive system to process. People say you are what you eat. You're not. You are what you absorb. You are what your gut can absorb, not what you eat. Because you can eat great food, but if you keep putting everything in, your digestive system hasn't got time to pull it in. So, and as our hormones decline, and I know the digestive system slows down. So about 12 hours. Now, on the opposite to that, people go, I do 15 to 20 hours intermittent fasting. This is my personal opinion on my body and the hundreds of women over 40 through menopause I've coached. It aggravates the stress. It adds more stress to our body. No more than 14. And I can talk to anybody. And there's always a divided camp on it. Do you know what? I know how my body works and the hundreds of women that I've worked with. And because estrogen, when our estrogen is declining and we are suffering with menopause, if we add any more stress on Shine, it makes the whole process even more unbearable. So for me, it's between 12, no more than 14. And then eat every 3 to 4 hours. And if you're one of them that snacks every 5 minutes, you're eating something. You've got the opposite. You've got the contra argument where there's so much in your digestive system. It's going, Mom, I can't keep up with this, and you're not absorbing. Mm. So the optimum is 3 to 4 hours, and then 12 hours overnight. And if you do get up and you're in a rush, no, just blend that smoothie or grab your overnight oats. There is no excuse.
Shall I tell you what I do? And I don't know if this is valid or not, but I did. I quite liked intermittent fasting, actually, because it sort of empties your stomach and gives you a chance to rest. But I didn't like the regime of it. It's like, well, I last ate at so-and-so, so now if I'm going, I can now eat at this time. I found that actually really quite restrictive. And so I now eat. I don't eat until my tummy rumbles. Mm. And it doesn't actually matter how long that takes, unless I mean, if I'm going out for a meal and it's planned and whatever, as long as I'm not feeling too full, I'll eat. But most of the time, I eat when my tummy rumbles. Because I think, well, okay, And my tummy doesn't rumble all the time, so it sort of gets to that point when I haven't eaten. Yeah. So I don't have any other gurglings going on. So I don't know if you think that's...
The way... Because your body is a machine and it needs fueling, for me, if you work on the 3 to 4 hours, like my body will rumble at 3.5
hours. It probably is.
I think injuries are about 3.5 hours. Yeah. Because if I'm busy and my stomach's rumbling, oh, yeah, it's 3.5. Mm. And you're right. And this is the thing. And this is what I'm going to say to all the women. Don't let your body second guess when you're going to feed it, when you're going to move it, and when you're going to sleep it, especially when we're busy women. So in terms of don't let your body second guess when you're going to feed it, you know, just have those patterns like, I know what mine are, my body knows what I am, and if my tummy does rumble, Sean, I know it's about 3.5 hours, because I can get distracted writing and talking.
I'm going to be a bit argumentative now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we're talking about building up resilience, mm-hmm. all right, there may be times when you just can't do that. And for me, resilience is, you know, all sorts of things could happen. I'm a bit of a doom monger sometimes, but all sorts of things could happen. I don't want to get to 3 to 4 hours and then not able to eat, and suddenly everything goes into sort of meltdown because it's expecting something to eat. I sort of quite like to mix it up a little bit.
I would, my argument to that, my counter argument to that is have your food with you. So for me, and it's not massive food preparations. I mean, it's having good quality, a snack or something with you. I say to my ladies, just take or know where you're going to buy it from, so you've got it with you. Now, thing is the body's an interesting thing. For 1 or 2 days or 3 days, that could probably be okay. Systemically, you're going to build up problems in terms of the way your body's repairing and how you're thinking. Because if you haven't got the nutrition in your body and your mind over time, I've just gone through this process where my calories have been, you know, restrained. My cognitive, the last few weeks, my cognitive reasoning skills were shocking. It was such a brilliant experiment. So that's why I say to women, I've taken...
So you were on a really restrictive diet,
to lose the body fat and lots of cardio. And my literally, everything felt like I was in a movie where if you'd give me a mass test, I would have gone, yeah, okay. You know, and literally I'm coming back out. And when I talk to women and say, well, I'm tired, I can't think straight, I've got brain fog by 4 o'clock, I go, when did you last eat? Well, breakfast. No wonder you can't think straight. So for me, you're absolutely right around resilience. And so the odd time, absolutely, you won't fall over, absolutely not. Don't make it the rule. Don't make it a systemic issue. So for me, is have the lunches and the things with you in your bag so you don't get that. And when I work with women, particularly that are busy women running all over the place, when they start to get in that food pattern, they go, do you know what? I don't feel like I could fall asleep at 4 o'clock. And actually, my decision making is the same at 4 o'clock than it is at 9 o'clock. Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
So, we've done persistence, goal setting, drive, consistency. We've done the 10 minutes. We've done the protein. So, protein for muscle.
Yeah, and absolutely. Whatever.
What about our brains and the you need to eat glucose and sugar?
In terms of what you need for our brain from glucose and sugar, you will get what you need from quality carbohydrates, vegetables, fruits. You will get all the glucose you need from natural food. Mm. Absolutely. Again, cakes and pastries and things in your diet, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not going to do you any harm. Just make sure you've got some good quality whole foods in there as well. Just literally from what you need from your brain, you will get from your carbohydrates, you will get from your fruits, and you will get from your vegetables.
Adele, thank you so much for sharing your 10-minute exercise routine for resilience. I think resilience is something we just all need, some resilience, don't we? We all need to feel strong. I think if we don't feel strong in our bodies, I think it's quite difficult sometimes to feel powerful business. Mm. So we are going to, assuming my pathetic little videoing things.
It's going to be so funny. I'm loving this.
Exactly.
We're so impromptu.
I am not very good at this sort of thing. So assuming they're all okay, we're going to be putting them out. If they're not, Well, we'll find.
I recalled some.
And please bear with us. You know, we just do this stuff in the studio. we are going to be back next week. Obviously, I can't remember who we've got in the studio, and I haven't written down any notes. That's the way it goes. So we will be back with you soon. We will be back next week with some more sort of mind, body, spirit stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm really starting to enjoy those shows.
Yeah, fit for business.
So we will see you shortly. Thank you very much, Adele. I'm Sean. This has been the Women in Business Radio Show, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next week to the Women in Business Radio Show for more stories, ideas, and inspiration to help you grow your business.
Channel 2 Talk Radio.
Was like the biggest sin to me.